I'm speaking with Steve Marica, the CTO of iSoft Technologies. And I wanted to ask Steve one simple question. What should Java developers be afraid of when they are getting into Ajax?
Well, frankly, they should be afraid of JavaScript itself.
Why is that?
JavaScript is a technology that was originally intended to do minor presentation updates in the browser. And when you develop Ajax, you are really asking it to do more than it's capable of doing. And on top of that, JavaScript implementations in browsers are all slightly different, and those idiosyncrasies cause a great deal of pain as you try to get your application to run across multiple types of browsers such as Firefox and IE and Safari.
Okay, so how does your product help them deal with that? What approach do you take that's different than what people might be doing otherwise?
Okay, well, first of all, our approach is founded in the J2E technology stack. We work with Java Server Faces, which is the presentation layer of that stack, a component-based architecture, and we basically fortified that approach with a common Ajax bridge that facilitates dynamic presentation update as well as communication of user events back to the application, so you can create a much smoother reactive type user interface without having to actually develop any JavaScript.
Okay, and so what is this bridge, the Ajax bridge you were describing? How does that work, or what does it really do?
It provides two basic mechanisms. It provides an incremental presentation update capability, so you can update individual elements in the page without having to refresh the entire presentation, and it also communicates user interaction with that presentation back to the server-side application so that the business logic of the application can react to what the user is doing with it.
And how does that make it less scary for me to work with JavaScript?
Well, the JavaScript that you need is already developed. So the product has a lightweight, it's 48K of JavaScript, and all of the idiosyncrasies, cross-browser idiosyncrasies, have already been worked out of this piece of JavaScript. And as you build up an application, regardless of how sophisticated it is, it remains that one piece of JavaScript that you require. So you don't need to develop any.
Okay, thank you very much.